Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stealin' Lace, from blue collar grind to global glory. You know what? Today, I just don't know why, but I'm totally being guided to just have the whole conversation and the piece around fear in itself. And you know, I like to call these the invisible chains that really do hold us back in life. So today we're gonna dive into this topic and how it really truly affects us. You know, how fear can actually shape our lives, and more importantly, how the heck can we break free from it to live our 100% authentic selves. So fear is the natural emotion often triggered by the unknown, failure, rejection, or placing these restrictions, these set standards upon ourselves. And you know what? We end up coming through with fear. It's primal instinct designed to protect us from danger. But in fact, the danger that most times, and more often than not, we've either collected these things along the way, you know, especially when it comes to rejection or the unknown or what's going to happen or whatever have you. So we've literally just placed it upon ourselves in the form, and now it's in the form of danger. You know, however, modern society, fear can manifest into so many various forms. Literal anxiety is top of the list. That's for sure. And you know, next to anxiety becomes panic attacks, and panic attacks, you know, then we are dealing with depression and self-doubt, and like literally, or the other end of the spectrum, right down to perfectionism, and or you know, people-pleasing is number one. And I see it so often in my coaching sessions with people, because you know, they don't want to let anybody down, but in truth of the matter is they're letting themselves down. They've forgotten about themselves. They don't know anymore who they are, because they're living in this primary place of fear. And it, you know, it's got to be just about the saddest thing, really. And I've come from that place a few times, you know, especially when it came, you know, to failures or never completing tasks, or, you know, especially the bigger ones in life, the ones that could actually like make a big impact in life. People pleasing was always up my alley, you know, like it's always do for everybody else. But yet when, you know, myself, or like I say, my many others that I know, when it comes to themselves, nobody's there but yourself. Anyways, the truth of the matter is it literally can consume us, and it will hold us back from pursuing our dreams and living authentically. And it creates barriers between who we are and who we want to be. So there's you, there's a version of you, there's this fear-based person, and then there's the next version of you. So, and it prevents us from taking risks, it prevents us from trying new things, from stepping out of our comfort zone. Hell, it could even prevent us from leaving the house. Literally, that is the truth. So when it comes to, you know, fears, you know, I'm gonna say it, we're going there. You have to go within and go to the original place of where these fears started. Perhaps you were a little girl or a little boy, and you know, we'll just use the example today of, you know, asking that boy on to the dance, the very first dance, and the answer was no. My friends, that's where it started, right there. And that's just an example, right? It could be other things. You know, you could have started a job, and you've just worked and you just very much assumed that you would get a promotion and a raise, and they chose somebody completely different, and all of a sudden there it is, and all of a sudden you're not doing the work that you were putting out, and all of a sudden you're not getting the recognition. Guess what you've done? You've put yourself in this fear-based place. When in reality is, it's the universe, source, whichever way you want to look at it, literally preventing you from being in that step, knowing that there's something more wonderful, much better, and where you get to shine and you get to glow, okay? So breaking free from fear requires courage. It requires the self-awareness, and it also requires your willingness to embrace the discomforts. And that, my friends, that's the truth right there. It takes journaling. It takes coaching sessions, if that's your forte, or even therapy in whatever form. It takes energy healing sessions. It takes Reiki healing. It takes distant healing where, you know, you trust this person so much to tap in to just assist you in whatever it is you need. And it takes going deep, 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 deep within and clearing out the crap. Because now we're carrying around these stinky garbage bags of crap. Like, and you know what? They don't belong on us. It's weighing us down, my friends. So, you know, you really do. You have to embrace that total discomfort. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm really not. And it's about acknowledging your fears and understanding the roots of them. And understanding the challenges that come along with it, but also the limiting beliefs that also are attached to them. So lo and behold, I just did a YouTube video on literally tapping out of old patterns and breaking cycles. Okay, so it is a thing. It truly is a thing. And you've got to go to those mindful practices where you're alone and present and aware of your thoughts and feelings. You have to be compassionate with your health, with yourself. You have to be soft to yourself. And acknowledge all the different feelings. It's going to bring up so many. You know, but not only being kind to yourself, but to say to yourself, you know what? It's okay. I acknowledge that I'm coming from fear base. I acknowledge that, but I want to change that. You have to do the visualization work to overcoming your fears, and that you're achieving goals and even setting goals, because perhaps you've even forgot about those. You have to take the action. You have to take those itty bitty baby steps to step outside your comfort zone, to start building your confidence, start building back up your resilience, and start living truly 100% you, my friends. And living authentically just means being true to yourself, regardless of external expectations, judgments, whatever it is. But it's honoring your values, your passions, your purpose, and even in the face of fear. So when we let go of fear and embrace our authentic selves, we open ourselves up to the life of fulfillment, joy, endless possibilities. I could go on and on and on and on and on. No joke. But you know what? Maybe perhaps then we're going to have to do a part two to this, because I feel like I could just keep going and so on and so forth. So fear sometimes may always be part of our lives, but it doesn't have to control us. By acknowledging your fears, challenging our limiting beliefs, and taking courageous action, we can break free from them. We can break free from the grip that it has on us, better said, and step into our authentic selves. You guys, I feel like that was absolutely incredible. You know what? Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. You know what? This truly was just a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. And remember, you have the power to overcome your fears and live your life filled with purpose and passion, okay? So keep shining, keep grinding if that's what you're doing, and just baby steps, okay, my friends? Love and light to each and every one of yous. This is your host, Crystal, and I am signing off. Stay tuned for the next episode of Steel and Lace.